The reading is from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Would you pray with me, please? Oh, gracious God, help me speak a word of hope and assurance into hearts here this day. In spite of who I am and what I am, hide me behind the cross of Christ and open up your truth to us, for it's in his name we pray. Amen. John's gospel begins in an amazing way. The first few verses are, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and that life was the light of the world. And the darkness did not overcome the light. The Word became flesh and lived among us." No other time like Easter to celebrate the story. The story of a loving God who created us and called us good. See, God has never been part of the problem. It's always been we who are the problem. For we chose then, and we continue to choose today, over and over and over again, the ways of the world versus the ways of God. Most of the problems you could name in the face of the earth today are not of God's causation, they are of human causation. And yet, John's gospel records, in the fullness of time, God came and emptied himself of godliness, to live an example for us and to pay a debt far beyond our ability to pay ourselves, but to redeem us from the bondage of sin and death. It's an amazing story. He taught, he healed, he became the greatest servant leader the world has ever known. Not a leader who wanted people to pay homage to him, but the greatest servant leader the world has ever known. And he died a horrible, horrible death that we celebrated here this past Friday night. But on the third day, this mystery occurs. But yet, it's not a mystery because he had told those disciples the whole time. We don't know how it happened, but we know one thing is clear and certain, and that is that it happened and God did it. That it happened and God did it. In the scripture today, I am amazed. You know, you always say in Jewish law you wanted at least two or more witnesses. That which was confirmed in the mouth of two or four more witnesses was acceptable in the courts as truth. Mary gets up, goes to the tomb. She bumps into Jesus, realizes that Jesus isn't there. She goes running back and gets John and Peter. Can you hear the witnesses lining up? Not only does she go back and get John and Peter, and they come and experience it. Later that afternoon, all of the disciples are there. Jesus shows up in the room with them, and they are absolutely astounded. And not only that, he takes a little 7-mile walk with two of them, unknown to them to begin with, to the little village called Emmaus. And wow, are the witnesses beginning to mount up. This Jesus, who you have crucified, is out and about and moving among his people. It hit me this week as I got to thinking about Easter. For 33 years, Jesus, who is the Son, Jesus, who is the Word of God, that God spoke and creation appeared. God spoke and light shattered darkness. God spoke and the universes came into being. That Word for 33 years, the Son, in that triune Trinity God we believe in, that Son had been restricted and confined to human flesh, but no more. The Son is loose. And when the Son gets loose, strange things begin to happen. We're going to walk from now throughout the Ascension Sunday, 40 days from now, we're going to walk through some amazing stories because this isn't the only time he shows up. Jesus is loose. The Son is loose and turned loose upon the world. And if you read the book of Acts, when the disciples who ran this past week, ran and denied him, we'll find them arrested not once, not twice, but over and over and over again throughout the Gospels, told, don't preach and teach anymore in his name. And yet the scriptures record they cease not to preach and teach the name of Jesus. The Son is loose, and the Son moves among the people. He's no longer restricted to the tomb. He's no longer restricted to one place. He's no longer restricted to human flesh and blood. But he's calling your name, calling my name as he called their name, saying, go, watch, experience the living Christ. Come, receive new life. Raise up from the dead. Let those parts in your life that are dead die and rise to newness of life. Where there is injustice, get up and go and right the wrong. Where people are not merciful, get up and go and teach people that God tells us that we should love each one other. That there should be newness of life. Where there is dissension among the people, get up and go and do something about it. For those who have met the risen Christ realize that the risen Christ is loose. The Son is no longer confined, but he's been turned loose on the world. And you, as they were, are witnesses. Are witnesses. It's a great story to tell. And today is a phenomenal day as we celebrate that which was incarnate, that which was immortal, that which was mortal is mortal no more. It is immortal. That which was finite is finite no more, for it has been set free of the bondage. You see, in the resurrection, Jesus is set free of the things of this world. And in that freedom is our freedom. New possibilities are at hand. New potential is at hand for every single person because the Son is loose. And because the Son is loose, prison bars spring open, hope is restored, light shatters darkness, new life comes from the midst of despair, and witnesses rise up on the face of this earth for the cause of mercy and justice and love of all people. You see, since this morning we celebrate today so long ago, this world has never been the same. The greatest news the world has ever heard is the news that the Son is loose. He has come out of the tomb. Even death, because of this day, does not have the final say. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. There's no better time than this day to remember who he is. The Son is loose and messing with you, just as he messed with them 2,000 years ago. Won't you prepare your hearts for communion?